Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program where we highlight activities in the office of the Prime Minister over the past week. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller last week expressed appreciation to members of the diaspora for their support and commitment to Jamaica. The Prime Minister says she's fully aware and grateful for the sacrifices that many Jamaicans who live abroad sometimes make in order to give back to their home country.
I thank you for the work you do supporting schools all over Jamaica. We appreciate your contributions to the health sector. And there are many community projects that you support as Jamaicans overseas, giving back to your communities across the country. I commend the Diaspora Education Task Force and the Hospital Liaisons for working closely with the Ministries of Education and Health. In so doing, they have contributed an estimated US $10 million over the past 3 years.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for the 6th Biannual Jamaica Diaspora Conference, held June 13 to 18 in Montego Bay. The conference was under the theme, Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica is a step closer to fully completing the diaspora policy, which is being refined for submission to cabinet. She says a policy developed in conjunction with members of the diaspora will maximize their contributions to Jamaica while addressing their concerns.
The diaspora policy will also focus on engaging our people overseas in key areas of social and economic policy planning, including the National Economic Growth Agenda, job creation, and investments.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government will continue to implement poverty reduction and alleviation measures to improve the conditions of the most vulnerable.
We are working diligently to eliminate poverty through economic growth, job creation, the expansion of business ownership, the generation of wealth, and social programs to benefit the most vulnerable.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a farewell luncheon last week in honor of former Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, Scarlett Gillings. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says poverty reduction continues to be a major concern of the global community, noting that a key Millennium Development Goal is the eradication of extreme poverty and hunger across the world. The Prime Minister also commended Mrs. Gillings for her stewardship of the organization and its contribution to poverty reduction and social development. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says under Mrs. Gillings' 18-year tenure as head of JASIF, the organization has played a central role in executing the government's integrated poverty reduction strategy.
Under her distinguished leadership, more than 1,600 social and economic infrastructure and organizational strengthening projects were successfully completed, impacting over 1.6 million Jamaicans in 544 communities. Through these projects, JASIF contributed directly to the government's achievement of local and international development targets.
The Prime Minister adds that to date, JASIF has constructed or rehabilitated 406 schools at a cost of $4.3 billion. Describing Mrs. Gillings as a true daughter of Jamaica, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says her legacy at JASIF will be felt for generations to come. And a major water supply improvement project is scheduled to get underway in the Kingston metropolitan area. This as Cabinet has approved a contract for over $7 million to Derek Gibson Limited.
The work includes the procurement of 50,000 solid-state cold water meters and 25,000 brass valves, and that contract is for 12 months.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. She was speaking last Wednesday at a Jamaica House media briefing held in Montego Bay. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.